the good things about this being an audio-only relationship between you and I is that you cannot touch me, I cannot touch you, and we won't have any embarrassing moments. America Weekend starts right now. America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is Vern Troyer. You may remember Vern as Mini-Me from the Austin Powers films. Well, Vern is on this season's Celebrity Wife Swap on ABC. Vern is swapping with former Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Hines Ward. So we'll talk to Vern about his career, we'll talk to him about his wife swapping, and we'll see just how things are with Vern Troyer. Did you know that he started out as a stuntman? He's 2 feet, 8 inches tall, and he has put together quite a career for himself. I remember he was in a Geico commercial, a whole bunch of things, so it'll be fun to have Vern on the show. And then this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Mr. Turner. And then, get this, a principal needed to apologize at a school in Salt Lake City because he left the special education kids out of the yearbook. Yeah. Parents got wind of it and they were quite upset, as they should be, so he needed to apologize, and now there's going to be a special supplement of just the special ed kids. Wow. We'll have the story. And then this week's entertainment report with Christina Staffo, followed by emotions that every messy person feels when they are cleaning up their room. If you're a pig, it can be quite emotional when you're finally cleaning up that mess, and we'll talk about it. Well, did you see that story about Jeb Bush, presidential candidate Jeb Bush, not too long ago? He was in New Hampshire, and a woman came up, and she was, I messed up her introductory remarks. She didn't have them, so she was all stressed out. So the presidential candidate decided that he needed to give this woman a rub down, started massaging her shoulders. We've had a couple of instances here of candidates and politicians having some awkward moments with personal contact. I don't remember who it was, but you remember a few months back, Vice President Biden started rubbing some woman's shoulders down as her husband was taking the oath for whatever office he was taking. I don't remember what it was, but the vice president got in there and was giving a real 1-2 rub down to this woman, and she looked quite perplexed as to why this was going on. Well, in this case, the woman in New Hampshire didn't look to be all that upset or concerned about it, but it just goes to show you there is a line. Keep your hands off the constituents, keep your hands off the potential voters, and keep your hands off the spouses of other dignitaries, because it just looks so weird. You can't go into work on Monday and start rubbing up the secretary, because you'll be looking for a new job on Tuesday. Nor should you be able to go in there and just start rubbing people up and massaging them or whatever. There's a line. There's a social contract. You don't do these things. It just seems so squeamish, does it not? The only thing I can think of is you're a presidential candidate. You're a candidate for anything. You're the local dog catcher. So you're running around town. What do they call them? The rubber chicken circuit. You're eating these awful dinners and you're giving these speeches and you're back on a bus and you got to drive here and do the same thing over and over. And you're shaking hands with these people left and right. And after a while, you're just so sick of it. I'm so tired of smiling. And I'm so tired of pretending that I'm interested in your problems, because they're not, folks. Let's face it. So I guess after a while, you kind of lose the framework of good sense. You lose the sense of decorum, and all of a sudden someone seems as if they're struggling, so you decide you're going to give them a massage like you get at that new kiosk over at the mall. But it doesn't look good because of our 24/7 news cycle. All of a sudden you look like you got a hand problem. Keep your hands to yourself, put them in your pocket, and just leave them there. We don't want you touching us. And we don't want to touch you either. So that is the object lesson for today. Stay with us. Vern Troyer is next, and I'm not going to touch him. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Going to the doctor? Then you better pick the right time. You see, if you're just going in for your usual physical or have a potentially painful procedure scheduled, there are times of day when the poking, the prodding, and the slide up on the table, please, it just won't hurt as much. Here's the science of it. Go to the doctor or the dentist in the mornings, not the afternoons. Go in the morning before 11. It has to do with the body's circadian rhythms or body clock. You see, pains are felt their least in the morning. Any poking, prodding, or pricking will hurt more in the afternoon. What's the cheap psychological trick? Scheduling an appointment with your healthcare professional. Trust me. Go in the morning, and at that time of day, you might even enjoy it. Drop me a line at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you relieve stress in seconds? Breathe.
We know it sounds silly, but Diane Barth, writing for Psychology Today, says it's the key.
Say you've just experienced something stressful. You're agitated, angry even, and breathing rapidly.
Escape into your mind. Sit down with feet squarely on the floor and relax back in your chair. Rest your hands on your lap.
Close your eyes or look into the distance.
Now pay attention to your breathing. Breathe through your nose, not your mouth. Breathe into your chest.
Breathe in and out to a count of four. Do this a few times. Now return to the real world. You should feel much calmer. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.